Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 24th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. TransUnion launches new open banking for gaming service. Global insights and information company TransUnion has announced the launch of its new open banking for gaming solution, designed to promote safer gaming. GoDaddy launches its payable domain service. US-based internet domain and web hosting company GoDaddy has announced the launch of its payable domain service, to make accepting payments more efficient. SuperFi partners with TrueLayer. SuperFi has partnered with TrueLayer to provide open banking variable recurring payments, VRPs, to help SuperFi customers repay borrowings and avoid fees. Funding Circle partners with Sage. UK-based lending platform Funding Circle has announced its partnership with Sage to streamline financing for small and mid-sized businesses. NatWest and NAB publish Open Banking White Paper. NatWest and NAB have published a white paper exploring the common threads that bind both Australia's Consumer Data Right, CDR, and the UK's Open Banking regime. Aero Commerce partners with Boodle. UK-based e-commerce platform Aero Commerce has announced its partnership with payment solutions company Boodle to enable a two-way payments via the Aero platform. Santander to use Salesforce's technology for its Santander Navigator. Santander has announced using Salesforce's technology to power Santander Navigator, its digital platform designed to help UK businesses expand internationally. Kyriba augments its marketplace with JICO's direct access to T-bills. US-based cloud-based finance solutions provider Kyriba has enabled its clients to leverage JICO's money storage product directly from Kyriba's liquidity management platform. Linux Foundation Europe forms Open Wallet Foundation. Linux Foundation Europe has announced the formation of Open Wallet Foundation, OWF, to develop open-source software for interoperability support of wallet use cases. Transfermate launches new embedded payment solution for banks and FIS. B2B payments company Transfermate has launched Transfermate Connect, an integrated payment solution for banks and FIS to deliver faster, more cost-effective payment products. Manuva enables pay-to-payment method for WagePay. Australia-based fintech WagePay has switched on pay-to for real-time customer payments in partnership with payment service provider Manuva. Shufti Pro partners KYC portal. Identity verification platform Shufti Pro has announced a partnership with client lifecycle management platform KYC portal to meet its anti-money laundering, AML, requirements. Direct ID receives €9 million investment from Inca. UK-based Direct ID has received a €9 million investment from Inca Investments and will use the funds to improve its credit scoring solutions. PayU secures Indian merchants with 3DS 2.0 SDK authentication. India-based payment solution provider PayU has launched 3D Secure 2. Banesco USA partners AML RightSource for automated ED. US-based bank Banesco USA has partnered with fraud prevention solution provider AML RightSource to improve its risk review processes with automated enhanced due diligence, ED. Some NFT owners have access to exclusive Spotify playlists. Music streaming service Spotify has launched a limited pilot test that enables NFT owners to access exclusive playlists. CBDC in the Nordics. What is the status in Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Finland and Iceland? Ahead of NextGen Nordics, which will return to Stockholm on the 25th of April 2023, Finextra will be publishing a series of sneak peeks, covering the topics and interviewing the panelists speaking at the event. NatWest and NAB compare UK and Oz open banking regimes. Australia should consider a purpose-built open banking implementation entity modelled on the UK's OBI to ensure effective collaboration between the industry and regulators, according to a white paper from NatWest and NAB. Ingenico and Binance team on in-store crypto payment acceptance. POS terminal manufacturer Ingenico has teamed up with Binance to pilot in-store cryptocurrency payment acceptance. Revolut launches an app cashback feature. Revolut, the global financial super app with more than 27 million customers worldwide, and more than 6 million in the UK, launches a savvier way to shop where customers earn cashback from their favorite retailers. Tony Blair and William Hague call for digital identity cards. Former British political party leaders Sir Tony Blair and Lord William Hague have heralded digital identity cards as part of the technological revolution. Adapt or die. How banks can survive in the age of embedded finance and decentralized finance. The future of banking is rapidly changing in response to technological advancements, shifting customer expectations, and increase. Tencent to provide metaverse building services in Asia. China-based software and tech company Tencent has announced its metaverse service suite targeted at Asian countries such as Singapore and Thailand. Binance partners Ingenico to support global crypto adoption. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has partnered with France-based Paytech Ingenico to enable in-store payments in France. Khalifa Review, 2 years on. What progress has been made? Ron Khalifa OBE's FinTech Review, released in 2021, outlined a comprehensive plan to bolster the UK sector's dominance across the globe at an inflection point between opportunity and risk for the industry in 2021. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.